Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, dynamic divas and devos of the world. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally. And imagine, I'm giving a voice to my passion to listeners all over the world. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on November 3rd. And the topic is dance or die. It's more than a message. A dancer uses his art as a platform for peace in Syria. Oh, darlings, what on earth is going on in this world? Can't we live in peace and harmony? And yet I want to tell you something. The only way to change your life and change the world is by changing your thinking. Did you know that your greatest freedom is that of choice? What are you choosing? And all of you foreigners that come to our country to kill, I have a message for you. I want you to experience the devastation that you visited upon the people in New York and was it Colorado. How dare you go back home and clean up your own mess. America, America. God spread his grace on you. Do you understand what a marvelous country we live in? On Wednesday's show, did you listen to it? November 1st, a victory for women. A victory lap for Saudi women. They were given permission to drive. I can't believe this. You chauvinistic men, it is. It's a patriarchal country. Why? 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 Hey, you guys, listen to me. And I take full responsibility for my comments that I make on my show. Now, I do medical disclaimers, but I want you guys to know. Take a look in the mirror. And let me say to yourself, you would be nowhere without women today. Yeah, even in America, where God shed his grace on thee. It's a wonderful country with warts and all. All of our elected officials, every prominent man had a dynamic female supporting him. And every female had the blessings of her husband, boyfriend, or whatever. But can you imagine Saudi Arabia? And they're labeled drivers, which is an ugly, ugly label. And then from Saudi Arabia to California, yesterday's show in the line of fire, female firefighters of California, willing to risk it all. Unimaginable. Now from Saudi Arabia to California, and now to Syria. A dancer uses his art as a platform for peace in Syria. I have to tell you, I love doing my shows, but there are times when they take my breath away. You know, so we're in the habit, we're awfully spoiled, and we forget. But there are others in other countries that are really suffering. But then remember I told you that our greatest freedom is that of choice? It's their choice. And I want to remind all of you foreigners or outsiders, clean up your own mess. You don't have to come to America. We're okay. We're doing fine. Now, before I get into the topic of dance or die, I want to share with you the focus today. Oh, by the way, a gentle reminder. On November 5th, we fall back. Fall back in the fall and spring forward in the spring. But we turn our clocks back. I usually turn my back on Saturday when I go to bed for the night. Good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And if they do, bite them back so they won't bite tomorrow night. That I learned long ago, and then the ending from Rita Ippoletti, who passed away, wrote this, in just an incredible author. But now remember, if you want to change the world, you have to change your thinking. That's why I love giving a voice to my passion, talk radio. Now, before I go into the focus, what passion do you have? What do you want to share with the world? Now imagine you being the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show. You don't have to be a professional. You could be a stay-at-home mom and dad. You could be a solopreneur, entrepreneur, business owner. Does everyone understand your mission and passion? Now imagine. Now this is marketing, because you're the star. My only involvement is that I'm giving you this opportunity on internet radio, which is a powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. And best of all, darlings, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. I'll take a quality cell phone, but landline is always better. Now sit quietly, close your eyes. Imagine. Half hour. No commercials. It's you. You're the star. Sharing your story with the world. Your way, you own it. Broadcasting live. And then after the show is over with, we pick a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Monday's okay, too, if you need to. And the best time is 11:30 CST, Central Time, because most listeners around the world are accustomed to that time. Now, you have to get in touch with me by emailing Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And Mitch Modavanid, I'll hear what you have to say. Mitch Modavanid is, we'll talk in Croatian. I'm Croatian and Hungarian, and a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. Now, after your show, and yes, I am going to work with you on your voice, because you see, if this is what I sounded like, hey, listen to Live with Kathy, you wouldn't listen, you'd turn me off. Your voice, oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Now, after your show is over with, it's archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database. Invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so forth. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world. And remember, I become your outside advocate. I work with you on content. Yes, there is a modest fee. Now, you could have, it's yours. It's like, you take an ad out in the paper, you cut the ad out, and you're the only one that sees us. But on internet, blog talk radio, the world is going to hear you. I look forward to working with you. You know how to get in touch with me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And then, darlings, if you want to be part of the consortium, the Live with Kathy consortium, you could, it's a 13-week commitment. A 30-second commercial, a 60-second commercial, heard in my voice, but your message. Hey, have I piqued your interest? Come on. Let's love, laugh, and talk together. It shall be my pleasure. Now, before I go on to the focus and dance or die, now that I have your attention, I do have sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. iron workers' impact. I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood. They're titanic, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. The Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Manly men, feel the energy, Iron Workers International and Canada, the Domperion of the trades. Find out more about iron workers and their brilliant talent, log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye underneath. You know, I've climbed the John Hancock about 6 times. 94 floors, 1,634 stairs. And Frank DeMarco, who was starring with me in Love Letters, he is an iron worker in the Chicago, Indiana area. And he said, "Hey, Missy, just remember, iron workers were there before you, so you know that you're safe in the stairwell. The only issue is the oxygen, the breathing, but 1,632 stairs, my best time was 33 minutes. I just had to tell you that. It just brings back wonderful memories. Now, my mission and passion is to illuminate the character of iron workers, because Frank DeMarco reminded me. Their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, offering a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. You have to qualify. So you're not happy with what you have now? Log on ironworkers.org and see what you qualify for, because you're paid. You're paid while you're working. And I think your health care and your pension kicks in, too, as long as you stay with the Brotherhood. Now, I produced a CD. Iron workers, what a noble profession. You know, I married an iron worker. And my dear, no matter what bridge or building, it didn't matter. I had to listen to his story and the pride that he took and said, without iron workers, this would have never happened. And I'm looking at a photo on my wall here, Iron Bob, in Santa Cruz, California. He was ironworking, but now he is a bon vivant artist. But you see, iron work is artistry in motion. Look at the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty. All right, On the CD, I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Oh, what an exciting 6 minutes. You could get it by emailing Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And if you want me to address any of your comments on my show, you need to do it via email, Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And I'll take a look at it, and I'll get back to you to see if it resonates. Now, here is the deal. If you send me a topic that you would love to discuss with me, and we've already rehearsed it, and I put it on the air, and you deviate, I'll click you right off. I'll click you right off. Because, you see, people aren't always telling the truth. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. I've been on worldwide shows, and the same thing. We have to insist that if I'm going to put you on the air, you have to stay true to what it is that you want to talk about. But now, Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on, teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, the beau vivant of unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Wire art, sculptures, leatherworks, all originals. I have the elephants. He makes them from scratch, tie wire. Oh, and the violins are out of this world, the Stradivarius. They're all handmade. One of a kind. For more information on Iron Age, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. If you truly want to give a unique gift, because each design is created, custom designed for the individual, you have to get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. I want more and more people to know that even though we're living longer, we're not necessarily living better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. Why do I want to share my all-natural methods techniques with all of you? They're easy to learn. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And it just may change your life. Medical disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. But these methods, researched over 6 decades. Well, imagine an octogenarian fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30, sharing why the perception of aging can be redefined simply by joining me on my mission and passion. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, theorized, but never glamorized. Looks your matter. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome after 60 plus and beyond? Oh yes, this is a call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60-80-year-old is now the new face of the 40-50. Get the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment or operations. Just learn my methods. It's available via ebook or email me for the soft copy. Live with Kathy. What are you thinking today? Toxic negative thinking or peppy, powerful, positive thinking? We're all creatures of habits, and we've been trained to believe all the words and the thoughts that we learned as children. We're going to delete them now. They're not invited in my life anymore. We're just beginning. I don't know what took the world so long to find out that you aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. We were all born with the use of the creative power of the universe at the tip of our tongue, the thought, the word. By our thinking, we shape our looks in our world, and both can be as beautiful as our thoughts are loving and kind. What's your self-talk? Look in the mirror. How do you look? How do you feel? When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Edith Nam is an author extraordinaire, and her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A Journey of Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy, Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. The book, You Are What You Think. You're right where you're supposed to be. You can't be anywhere else. There's nowhere else to be. You only have the now, right now, now and here. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Have you ever dreamed of having a home-based business? They're exploding. You don't have to invest huge capital, but you need the formula. If you want to build a house, what do? Just go out and start building? Don't you have a blueprint? You need the blueprint. Do you dream of starting your own business without investing huge capital? It doesn't take huge capital. You need the formula. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? Good. get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And it is great for your children to learn about the power of finance. You're listening to Live with Kathy, and yes, after I finish the focus, I will just share with you, Dance or Die is more than a message, and it's just overwhelming to me. This is why I love doing the show, that there is so much hate out in the world, and so many people are unhappy. So Henry David Thoreau said, oh, by the way, you're listening to Live with Kathy. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Our website, simplyageless.net, and kathywatsonspeaks.com. The show is archived, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. The date is November 3rd, and the topic is Dance or Die. And again, another gentle reminder that we fall back this weekend on our time. So today, from The Science of Mind, the magazine that I live by, today's message, the thought for the day, wealth is the ability to fully experience life. Already the door is open, and whosoever will may enter. And it has to do with focus, darling. What you focus on makes all the difference between a joy-filled, prosperous life and one that is filled with concern. Where attention goes, energy flows and form follows. It's the law of attraction. What do you focus on? Do you focus on what you have or what is missing in your life? How do you rearrange your perceptions of your world? Do they come through trusting filters bringing you peace? Or do you always have to be on guard against inviting in anxiety? Do you live in appreciation and experience life with gratitude? Or does it appear you never have enough? Nothing you have ever done will deny the spirit. Divine spirit is all omnipresent, meaning it's the reality of your being now. How is your life now? How happy are you now? I don't think that Ahmed in Syria is very happy. It's not dependent on your earnings. It's by reading 100 pages of sacred texts or meditating without talking for the next week. These are only aids to help open your consciousness to fully experience life. It's your thoughts. What on earth are you thinking about? Remember, the door is already open, awaiting your entrance. Accept the truth that prosperity is already yours, and it's not something you have to earn. You'll no longer be wasting your time searching for more, because your focus will be in the realization that all that the Father has is mine. Do you get that? All of everything you have. It's come into your life by the law of attraction of your choices. My peace, I give you. My wealth, I give you. My health, I give you. My freedom, I give you. My life, I give you. How? By becoming mindful to step through the open door and accept your good, by experiencing life as it is presented to you in the fullest. So your thought for the day is, I embrace the good in my life to the fullest. What are you thinking? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, we talked about Saudi Arabia. Now, here it is. This is a dancer uses his art as a platform for peace in Syria. Now, let's go to Amsterdam. Ahmed visited the demolished ruins of his family home in the refugee camp near Damascus. Oh, to dance in the place where his relatives have been killed. Now, imagine being on stage, and a black curtain separated him from a group of rebel snipers who occasionally fired off a shot in front. Syrian military patrolled the terrain. A Dutch documentary filmmaker was then, too, capturing the moment. And Ahmed said, I'm told I'm told that they will shoot me in my legs just so that I will lose my life as a dancer. Many people have died. My uncles are dead here. And I'm going to dance for their souls. Can you imagine? Do you hear the guns? Do you hear the guns? He said, this is his message. Amit said, and I'm going to repeat it. It was made a documentary. Many people are dead here. My uncles are dead here. I will dance for their soul. Amit had something in his determination, a complete focus. And when he was being interviewed, people thought, what could we do for this guy? And one of the interviewers started a crowdfunding initiative to raise at least 25,000 euros or nearly $30,000 to bring Amit to Amsterdam. And within a few months, a visa, a residency permit, a program of studying, housing, and a plane ticket were all arranged. And Amit was saying goodbye to his mother, brother, sister in Damascus and leaving his homeland behind. Now, less than a year since arriving in Europe, he became a creative spokesperson for peace in Syria using dance as his platform. In July, he danced in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. In collaboration with the singer Sanja, he performed before 14,000 people in the Dome in Amsterdam in a concert to raise money for refugees. And he has danced at refugee-related events and conferences in Italy, France, Spain, and Norway. Meanwhile, he made his debut with the Dutch National Ballet in Coppelia. And in September, he will perform a minor role in Sleeping Beauty. Isn't it amazing? What are you doing? What are you doing for your country? What are you doing for your country? Now, so far, his roles so far have been what many consider character parts. And he's not likely to become a star in the company. I was surprised by the idea that he'd been able to achieve the patchiness of the training he had. It's a bit late for him to be a classical ballet dancer, but that doesn't mean he can't be an artist, a dancer. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Darlings, what dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? And those of you that want to be part of this conversation, please email me your thoughts, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and let's have conversation, let's have communication via email. And then perhaps we could start discussions on the pros and cons of the show topics that I choose. They're all eclectic. They may be controversial, but never, never boring. So when you think of living in America, what are you grateful for? Now, would you go to Amsterdam and shoot people? Would you go to Paris to shoot people? For why? Why don't they stay home? And I said it earlier. And clean up their own mess. Dance or die. What would you do for your comfort, for your country? God shed his grace on thee. Now remember, this weekend, we change the clocks back. And I want you to think about this program today. What would you use as your platform for peace in your life? Until Wednesday, make it a great weekend, and I'll make mine better. Kathy Watson, au revoir.